ABC News with Jerry Smith. The heads of government of seven of the world's leading economies, the G7, begin a two-day summit in Sicily today. The gathering will be President Trump's first G7 and form the last leg of his world tour. Police investigating the Manchester suicide bombing have decided to resume the sharing of intelligence information with their US counterparts. Cooperation was temporarily suspended after details of the investigation were leaked to US media. Indigenous leaders from across Australia have rejected a bid for recognition in the country's constitution, deciding instead to push for representation in Parliament. The delegates were widely expected to push for constitutional change, but the group decided that more radical reforms were needed to attain more self-determination. After a three-day meeting, they called for the formation of a new national body to represent the interests of Indigenous people in Australia. 33 people are expected to appear in court in Tunisia later to face charges over a deadly shooting in 2015. A gunman shot dead dozens of tourists at the beach resort of Sousse. The Tanzania-based African Court of Human Rights is expected to deliver a key verdict in a land rights case. The ruling may force the Ogiek tribe to leave its ancestral lands in Kenya's Rift Valley. Workers in Bangladesh have removed a controversial statue of the Greek goddess of justice from the Supreme Court in Dhaka. Some Islamist groups had given the government a deadline of today to uproot the statue. They said it was anti-Islamic. BBC